Green Bay is known for the Packers, but the area is also known for its paper mills. You may be surprised to learn why so many are located here. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by AgriGold, the corn specialist. AgriGold combines unique genetics and agronomic knowledge to bring customers giant results. Go to AgriGold.com. Most people associate trees with making paper. That may be true, but as Dave Lee explains, there's a more important resource you need.
To make paper, it requires a lot of water, and the Fox River is a tremendous source for water. We have more than 6,000 square miles of watershed feeding water into this river system.
Lee is a former paper executive. He's now director of the Paper Discovery Center in Appleton, Wisconsin. When paper making began here in the 1840s, trees were not a part of the process.
They were making paper from straw. They were also making paper from recycled rakes. Recycled clothing was a very common source for paper making. Commercially, wood was first used probably in the late 1860s, early 1870s in the United States.
The stretch of land and river from Oshkosh to Green Bay remains the paper making capital of the world.
At one time, there might have been 28 to 35 paper mills in the stretch. There are currently far fewer mills, but quite possibly making more paper than ever.
There are challenges to producing paper here, but the industry remains strong.
The environmental regulations are very, very strict and would cause people to think long and hard about the economics and viability of launching new pulp mills, which in a way makes the old and existing pulp mills even that much more important.
The site where Dave works is quite a story in its own right. We'll head inside a century-old paper mill next time as we travel the countryside. And this week brought to you by AgriGold. In Appleton, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.